From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. The next story is about pomegranates and how they relate to a new plan from the Food and Drug Administration. Earlier this summer, pomegranate seeds from Turkey were linked to an outbreak of hepatitis A. The FDA is trying to avoid such outbreaks by strengthening its safety standards for imported foods. NPR's Dan Charles has been looking into whether the FDA's plan could have prevented the poisonous pomegranate.
Michael Walters in Foxfield, Colorado, was on a health kick earlier this year. He was eating superfoods, smoothies made from spinach, kale, and avocado, also organic antioxidant blend, frozen berries from Costco.
I was really loading up on what I thought were very healthy, natural kind of foods.
Then in late May, he suddenly started feeling really weak, overwhelmingly fatigued. He was coming down with a disease you don't find much in the U.S., hepatitis A. He didn't know it yet, but other people were getting it too, more than 100 of them across the country. And investigators found a link between them. They'd all bought that frozen berry mix. Costco recalled the product. Mike Walters' daughter saw the warning and called her sick father.
We went online to the Costco website. They had a picture of the bag. We went to our freezer. There was the bag.
Walters ended up in the hospital for 4 days. Today, 2 months later, he's still trying to get his strength back. Now, in that berry mix, only one thing came from a part of the world where you find this strain of hepatitis A: pomegranate seeds from Turkey. Last week, the Food and Drug Administration proposed its new rules to improve the safety of imported food. And when it announced the rules via teleconference, the FDA's Deputy Commissioner for Foods, Michael Taylor, said this outbreak of hepatitis shows why the rules are necessary.
That sort of incident is exactly the kind of problem that this new system is intended to address.
FDA officials described their proposed rules as a fundamental shift in approach. Instead of just trying to catch contaminated food at the border, they'll require safety checks throughout the supply chain, all the way back to foreign fields and orchards, in this case in Turkey. If the rules go into effect, U.S. companies that import food will be legally required to show proof that their foreign suppliers are operating just as safely as suppliers in the U.S.
It really boils down to expecting our importers to know their supplier, to know the food and its potential hazards that they're bringing into the country, and to verify that preventive steps have been taken to minimize those hazards.
But even these new rules probably cannot guarantee safety. For instance, the companies that imported the pomegranates apparently were already doing what the FDA wants. Costco requires that its suppliers are audited for safety by outside experts. So does the company that actually packed the berry mix, Townsend Farms in Oregon. The Turkish processing plant that handled these pomegranates was following the rules of an international code of safety called GMA Safe.
GMA Safe is a standard that I've seen commonly used in the industry.
Les Borquin is a professor of food science at Michigan State University. He's an expert on food safety, and he's worked a lot with food companies in foreign countries. He says this GMA Safe certification pretty much satisfies the FDA's demands.
It may not hit all the points of the new requirements, but it would certainly be close.
Borquin says we don't know yet exactly how this contamination happened, whether the safety rules weren't good enough or whether somebody broke the rules. But it's a reminder that it's really hard to guarantee safety in a system that stretches from pomegranate orchards in Turkey to your local grocery store.
Failures do occur, even in good companies that are doing very good jobs.
Still, he says the FDA's proposed rules will have a big impact, especially on companies that have not been insisting on safety audits at their foreign suppliers.
It'll make some companies certainly take it much more seriously. There are companies who don't do this.
And even the companies that are doing it, he says, like the plant in Turkey, they can always find ways to do it even better. Dan Charles, NPR News.